Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to Thursday's edition. Daryl Bradford Smith, I am your host. French Connection is the name of this show. Thursday, it is the, well, let me see what it is. It's the 10th day of August, 2006. It's the day the idiots are recasting the next mess, it seems. And we got our spokespeople out there for the criminals all giving their take on it. Just I just listening to our buddy over there at the Genesis Communications Network, old Alex Jones. Boy, oh boy, guys. And I got this guy writing me a letter saying, "What's wrong with Alex?" Oh God, what a moron this man is. If you listen to this guy for half an hour and are not thoroughly convinced he's out of his mind, first of all, but he is a bad guy, a shill, then you have something wrong with the way you think. That's pretty clear to me at this point. And the question I want to ask you guys, if I'm pointing to the Israelis and the Zionist group behind most of this that we have discovered, the same people running the executive branch and the judicial branch and our Congress through these PAC committees and the rest of it and their donations, we've put lists up, and the banking structure and the media, it's all the same people, and it's all the same group. It's a Zionist group, and it's no one else, not the Black Pope, not any of that other stuff. And Alex Jones only finds out about these people about 6 weeks ago, after 13 years of research, and then still refuses to even acknowledge them as being the masterminds. You know, the Richard Pearls and the Ladines and the Douglas Faith and Scooter Libby, or his name is, I think, Rothstein or something. Irvin. I've even forgotten. Anyway, all of these people, the list is endless, and they're all Ashkenazi, Khazarian, Zionist Jews. Now, again, all Jews are not involved, and in fact, I've been getting a lot of emails from the Jewish community saying, how do I help? How do I help? Well, first of all, you've got to make everybody aware of what is happening. You've got to stop being tribal about this and start being a humanist about what's going on, because, you know, in spite of Alex Jones being a babbling fool, they do have things planned, because their whole control grid is starting to unravel on them. And it doesn't matter that 30% of the dummies in America don't know when the attack on America happened. The attack on the World Trade Center was done by the Mossad and the elements within our government and MI6. It doesn't really matter that they don't know that the July 7th attack in London happened last year, and they don't know if it's 2 years ago or 1 year. It doesn't matter. What they really need to know is that it wasn't what they were reported. If it happened in 2002 in their mind or 2000 in their mind, it really is immaterial to the fact that they know that our government has lied, and that the lie they have told has been expanded, and that they're not done lying, and they're not done killing, and they're not done obfuscating. And the end result of all this is, in my view, going to be some tyrannical control grid placed on the United States. We are already well on our way to that. Most of the laws are already tyrannical in their essence, and if not in practice. And then they've got these imbeciles in London going, oh my God, they're going to blow up 20 aircraft. I mean, come on, please. Oh, if you believe that, you need it. You know what? You all, anybody who believes that is absolutely stupid beyond repair. It's so obvious now to anybody who's looked at this for even just a short while that this is a big lie. And we know that even people that are working with their so-called Al-Qaeda, nonsensical, foolish, constructed false flag operation, CIA, Mossad, MI6 group, even Al-Zarqawi and the rest of them have roots in the CIA and the MI6 and Mossad. All of them. To a man. Not a single one of them that's not outside that organization's structure. They've been working together. They've been planning together. They've been probably lending each other their video equipment to do these nonsensical reports on their control grid newscasts, such as Al Jazeera. It's a controlled opposition news service, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know that yet, get a clue. And I'm starting to wonder, although we put him up on the site as having given a newscaster a black eye, even George Galloway's declarations recently about Israel really being controlled by Washington, which is not so. He seems to be making excuses for the Israelis and saying that they're really controlled through George Bush's evil cabal, which is absolute foolishness. More nonsense, more lies. Now, Eric had something to say about this some time ago regarding this. How in the world would George Bush reach over into the French Le Monde newspaper and change the facts? How would he get in up into Stockholm, Sweden, and change their press's facts? How would they get into all of the major networks in Europe and change the truth that comes out, or the fabrications that come out of their news services? The short answer to this is that he didn't, and never has, and not because it wasn't George Bush that was doing the organizing or demanding that these news organizations lie to you. The lies were coming from on high. And where is on high? Well, follow the money. It's always been follow the money. You want to know where the bad guys are, follow the money. Well, who controls the money? It's a small, select group of Zionist Jews, ladies and gentlemen, and that's how it's always been. And unless we get a clue soon, it's going to be how it's always going to be. Now, you know, the rubber meets the road when it comes time to actually do something about these people. Now, you know, I've asked for some donations, and somebody wrote to me and said they sent me some. I did get some of these donations. One person recently sent me 100, and I must be honest with you, that was the largest donation Eric and I have ever received. When I don't ask, and I haven't for some time until the last couple of days, we don't get very much. We get 5 here. A couple of days will go by, we'll get 10. And it's just not enough to carry us through. We don't need a lot here at the French Connection. We really don't need much, but we needed more than we were getting. And, you know, it was not and is not fair that that the responsibility of this goes on myself or Eric, for that matter. So I put out a call. Now, based upon the response of that call, it doesn't seem likely we're ever going to get enough money to run any ads. Unless, of course, you took this far more seriously. Now, if in fact $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 were to be generated through the 10,000-plus listeners that we've got on the French Connection, we would run ads in a market. Now, I don't know what market it would be, but it would be in a major market, a place where we think people are already susceptible to shifting. That place that I think is the best one is New Hampshire, because I think, by and large, New Hampshire is already against what's happening. And what we might end up having is, if we took the entire state of New Hampshire through the facts and the truth, they could be the first domino to fall in America toward getting rid of the federal government. Because, in fact, each state can kick out the federal government, county by county. They can bar their public officials from entering the county. They can stop them from having police actions in their counties. They can even get their own guard troops to measure up against the federal troops, which I don't think federal troops would ever, short of an amazing act, turn on a state's militia. And I think New Hampshire is one of the places where we are well on our way to telling these people to go pound sand in their ear. And that would be a place I think we would probably tell the entire story. Montana comes to mind as another place where there's a rugged individualism and already a very strong sense of something being terribly wrong with the country. Idaho, another place. These environments right there, while they're not large population centers, as goes many states, many others will follow, because what would happen is that the truth would start emanating from these centers of fact. And it would be very, very difficult to stop the cascading. And on top of that, we would have a reasonable amount of exposure in their media markets, because it wouldn't be terribly expensive to get on the air over there. So look, that's the idea. It could be done. It is doable. Yes, it is. And my point to you all now is that it's up to you, because certainly I don't have the money for it. I was taking food money out and trying to invest that into some of the things we were doing here. And I do appreciate the somebody sent me a 50 recently and somebody sent me 100, and I don't discount the effort that some of you have made, and I appreciate that. But 10,000 people and we can't raise a few hundred bucks in a month, that's pretty pretty amazing. And it really limits what we can do here. I want to get a better broadcasting system so we can go live, so you can call in. So I can get Skype and you could call me and ask questions directly on our broadcast. I want to do more podcasting and shoutcasting and BitTorrent and get this a larger audience. And, in fact, all those things are not large sums of money, but they add up. And the equipment I need, small camera equipment, I need a different setup for the interfacing to the computer system and things like that. That's not hugely expensive, but, geez, I don't think I should have to pay for all of this myself. And that's why I asked you the other day about it, you know. And on top of that, that's why. And because I got some emails saying, "Oh, yeah, didn't you get that $100?" I said, "Yes, I did. Yes, I did." And I'm grateful for it. And I want you to know that everybody who's sent something in, I appreciate it. It's some of you are better able to do that than others. I really don't want to be beholden to any individuals for the money they send me. So that's why I've always asked for very small sums: $1, $2, $5, $10. Because those sums of money, you know, you don't have a feeling that, you know, you are in any way beholden to somebody's efforts. You know? But so that being said, anyway, they're going to turn the heat up here. They're making people fly back to America, not carrying on baggage. You're going to have to walk onto the plane with somebody said that. Put your money and your IDs in plastic bags and walk around with the money on the outside so that the people can see how much you're carrying. Why they said that, I have no idea. It was actually reported on the BBC over here, and I was like, what the heck is that about? It's all about terrorizing people, much like Alex Jones does. Oh, they're going to poison you. They're going to bomb you. They're going to do it in 15 seconds. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, what is wrong with this man? You guys don't, I mean, not you, because you do. You understand. I mean, we've been telling the people for so long, this guy is so rotten to the core. He's a fear-mongering potato head. Why hasn't he put some ads out there? Why? Why is it he gets invited to mainstream media? Only the bad guys go on mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen. Only the bad guys. Yeah, bad guys and politicians. Now, I would say most politicians are bad guys. I would say almost all of them. We have an opportunity here to use the system that they've created against them. How long we'd be able to do it, I don't know, but the rules are the rules for everybody, supposedly, and the idea that we could do that little thing and get some advertising out there about this stuff would be remarkable, actually. So, I thought I would clarify a few things. They probably are going to turn up the heat on all kinds of nonsense right around now. We expected it to come later. I expected it to be mid-September, into October, but apparently they feel they already need to do it now, probably because their whole lie is unwinding right before their eyes. And you would be surprised how many mainstream people are beginning to turn and take a look at the facts. I've got doctors, professors, scientists, I've got religious leaders, I've got all kinds, you wouldn't believe the list of people that write in. I've got military people, generals, I've got artists, I've got people from the gay community, I've got people from the handicapped community, I've got people from every walk of life, every place, everywhere on this planet. And mainstream, regular human beings who don't want a future of tyranny for themselves and their families, they're waking up, and it is happening in a tidal wave of understanding. And people know almost intuitively that this programming here, that what you're listening to right now, we don't have anybody. Think about it rationally. If you were to tell somebody to go to the French Connection, who would we be working for if we were working for somebody? Who? If we were disinformation, who would be the? Why? What would be the reason to that we were disinforming? Who would be our support for this? I mean, it nobody. There's nobody that would be telling this message except that somebody wanting to know to tell the truth. You think the government would be blaming their own leadership and blaming? I mean, no. So if we're not that, who are we? We're working for the Chinese? Come on, who? It's nonsense. And of course, when they call me anti-Semitic, which is a real laugh on two fronts. One, that the people that are doing this and that I'm complaining about, these Zionists, are not Semites, nor are there Christian duped moron 40 million imbecilic followers. They're not Semites. So how could I be anti-Semitic if the people I'm complaining about have no Semitic blood in them? In fact, we've got support from some Semites all over the Middle East. So you make sense out of it. Call me an anti-Semite, and it's absolutely nonsense. Tell other people about the lie that anti-Semitism is. It's a big lie. Big hoax. So, and then they call me a Holocaust denier. I've never denied the Holocaust. I don't know. I've stayed away from that issue with clear intent not to talk about it, the specifics about anything about that event. And in fact, I've had books sent to me that I refuse to read, and I've had articles sent to me that I refuse to read. Why? Because I can get up to 10 years, up to. The what they just gave this professor, or they tried to, was three-year terms for three separate charges, 9 years they were trying to give him. The judgment's coming down soon. I don't need to be doing this battling from behind bars. It makes no sense. And the fact is, so I've never looked into the facts of the Holocaust, and I don't know what the numbers are. I know what people have put over in their headlines, not true or revisionist or whatever, but I don't know anything about it. I do know not being able to talk about it without threat of jail should raise red flags with everybody. I know that. I mean, that makes sense to me, and anybody with a rational mind that, you know, what is this, the Flat Earth Society or something? I mean, I'm not allowed to talk about it, or I'm going to be a blasphemer? I mean, what's the reason? You ask that question, and when you come up with the idea that there's no answer to it except for obfuscation and lying, then you can run with it from there. Anyway, I wanted to do this today because I do have somebody planned for tomorrow, and I saw these events unfolding, and I did have these questions about why would I need some donations. I just sent you 50. Well, you're one of the only people that did, and it's a slog over here. I even have somebody coming this upcoming few days here to try to help me with upgrading the system that we have here. We want to get the system running better so that the quality of this stuff can be better. It is what it is because we cobbled it together, Eric and I. You know, you take a look at the website, it's not easy to navigate these days because it's got too much stuff, you know. And it almost it belies the importance of some of the the audio files that we've done. And verily, these audio files are of paramount importance to many of the subjects we're discussing every day, and yet very hard to find when you take a look at the site. You don't know, Kay Griggs actually has things to say that would actually work well when you're talking about this military structure and why people are not coming forward and all of the discussions. And if you were to listen to Kay, you'd have to go digging through all kinds of archives to find her work, sadly. We'd like to get some of that stuff ironed up and, just get it easier to navigate and have it easier for people to teach others how to find out this information from the French Connection. We want mirror sites as well. We've got a few out there. Thank you guys for doing the mirroring on your own and doing the BitTorrents and stuff. I appreciate that so very much. It makes a huge difference to ensuring that we're not just eliminated off the air. Because at some point they're going to want to try to do that. Another thing that I wanted to bring up here is our collaborator, John Burkus, has been... we can't find him. We can't get in touch with him. We don't know where he is. He may have had to go into hiding. I don't know. I hope he's okay. Anybody who's seen Christopher John Burkus, send us an email. Chris, send me an email, will you? I worry about stuff like that, and I hope if I just go off the air one day and you don't hear from me, you wonder what happened to me, and you make us think about it. I would appreciate it. So would my family over here. And this takes a little courage. Got some people afraid out there to use PayPal because they think they're going to be tracked over and all this other stuff. Well, you know what? They're not after the little guy. I mean, if they're really not. You can get afraid of doing anything these days because that's what these people want you to walk around in is utter and entire paralysis from fear of, oh, my, they're gonna get me, they're going to take me, they're going to do... You just got to say, up your nose and do what you want to do anyway, guys. They live with the hope that they will instill fear in everyone and paralyze you from taking action. Don't let that happen. We can defeat these people. We are informationally defeating them. They are fighting back now. This is their final battle of their bulge. Let them battle it out. And if we point out the utter nonsense that it's just bull. It's malarkey. This new terror stuff. It's just foolishness in the extreme. Anybody who believes that really needs to have their head examined. And anybody who out there who still thinks Alex Jones is a good guy, please don't write me any more emails telling me it because I don't want you on my website. I don't want you in the movement. If that's how mindless and no-minded you are, stay over there and be an idiot. We don't need you. You'll get in the way as we're trying to do what we need to do. If you're that mentally challenged. What we need is people who are on top of this mess, and they need to bring other people to this fight who are also on top of it. And part of our responsibility is to get the information to you so that you can learn exactly how to fight this battle. So, anyway, short little blurb today just to keep you, keep you up informed. Lots of stuff is going to continue to happen from now until October. It's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. I can assure you of that. And why? And that's not to be a fearmonger. They have to. Look at it rationally. They're losing this fight. They're losing the war for control of these facts. And they've got their own people out there trying to spin them in the best way they can. And they're failing. So like a trapped rat in a corner, they're going to have to jump at you. Well, don't let them make you fearful, and don't let them stop you from taking the actions we need to do to defeat them. They're not that numerous. They just have a lot of dough. And what we need is good people to stand up now and fight back against these people, and we will win. And it's still an information war, guys. We don't need our guns yet. We don't need to, the Second Amendment is an important one, and probably gonna, at some point, if we don't, turn to now going to become the most important amendment in our Constitution. But as it stands right now, what we need to do is just get the numbers. If we got the numbers, it's going to be almost impossible for them to do anything that they want to do. We just won't believe them. And this nonsense that happened last year in London was a big lie. And everybody in London knows it. Everyone. And they're foisting another lie, almost exactly like it again. They're going to parade out some duped, probably look at their eyes, they're probably going to be like on some kind of medication. They're going to be all, bah! Like they did to this Massawi guy. They doped him up so much, when he walked into the courtroom, he was on his lips. My goodness. And I wonder when will we be able to comfortably say that these people are behind us and there's a good future ahead of us. A day can come. A day will come. And we're going to do it. But don't lose sight of the goals. Don't lose sight of the goals. We can beat them. We can defeat them. Darrell Bradford Smith telling you, keep fighting, ladies and gentlemen. Be well. Bye-bye now.